जय राध माधव कुंज विहारे जय राध माधव कुंज विहारे जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जौना तेरा वन जमुना तेरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जसोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वन चारी जमुना तेरा वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नित्य गौर हरिबल 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य ज्येष्ठतर सतशिष्यमत अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा माधव वत्स चक्रवृंद सुमन महाप्रभु की श्री श्री पंचतत्व की नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की ग्रंथरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सातयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंध दीनबंध जगतपते गोपेश गोपिकाकंत राधाकंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानंद देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अवतरेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 8 ध्रुव महाराज लिव्स होम टेक्स्ट नंबर 41। धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षकम् जय इच्छे श्रेय आत्मनः एकं हि वो हरेस्तत्र कारणं पादसेवनम्। धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षकम् जायच्छे श्रेय आत्मना एकं हि एव हरेस्तत्र कारणं पादसेवनम्। धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षक्यं जायच्छे श्रेय आत्मना एकं हि एव हरेस्तत्र कारणं पादसेवनम्। धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष द फोर प्रिंसिपल्स रिलीजियोसिटी इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड लिबरेशन। आख्यम बाय द नेम या हु इच्छेत मे डिजायर श्रेया द गोल ऑफ लाइफ आत्मनः ऑफ द सेल्फ एकम हि एव ओनली द वन हरेः ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड तत्र इन दैट कारणं द कॉज पादसेवनं वर्शिपिंग द लोटस फीट। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: any person who desires the fruits of the four principles, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and at the end, liberation, should engage himself in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for worship of His lotus feet yields the fulfillment of all of this purport. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that only with the sanction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can the demigods offer benediction. Therefore, whenever any sacrifice is offered to a demigod, the Supreme Lord, in the form of Narayan Sila or Shalagram Sila, is put forward to observe the sacrifice. Actually, the demigods cannot give any benediction without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. Narad Muni, therefore, advised that even for religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, one should approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, offer prayers and ask for the fulfillment of one's desire at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is real intelligence. An intelligent person never goes to demigods to pray for anything. He goes directly to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all benediction. As Lord Sri Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, performance of ritualistic ceremony is not actually religion. The real path of religion is to surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. For one who is actually surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, there is no question of any separate endeavor for economic development. A devotee engaged in the service to the Supreme Lord is not disappointed in the satisfaction of his senses. If he wants to satisfy his senses, Krishna fulfills that desire. As far as liberation is concerned, any devotee fully engaged in the service of the Lord is already liberated. Therefore, there is no separate necessity for his liberation. Narad Muni therefore advised Dhruva Maharaj to take shelter of Vasudev, Lord Krishna, and engage himself in the way that his mother had advised, for that would help him fulfill his desire. In this verse, Narad Muni has specially stressed the devotional service of the Lord as the only way. In other words, even if one is full of material desire, he can continue his devotional service to the Lord and all his desires will be fulfilled. Mukham kurati vachalam pangul langhaite girin jat kipatam aham vande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeshanam namo vishnu. So here in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are discussing about Dhruva Maharaj's activity, and in this verse, Narad Muni is advising Dhruva Maharaj, and he is pointing out a very important point that for any purpose in our life, we should approach only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, akama sarva kamo va moksha kamo udharati tibrena bhakti yogena jajatam purusham param. So anyone who has full of desires, or may not have any desire, akama sarva kamo moksha kamo, if you have the desire for liberation, we should approach the Supreme Personality of God. It's a very, very important point. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that different kinds of person surrender unto him. Chaturvidha bhajante mang jana sukrita dharjana artho jigyasu arthati gyanicha varatarsava. Four kinds of people: artho, arthati, gyani and jigyasu. So these four kinds of people, none of them are pure devotees of the Lord. But Prabhupada explains in the purport to this text that even though they are not pure devotees of the Lord, but because they are getting the association of the pure devotees of the Lord through the process of devotional service, one day they will become pure. That is the difference between surrendering to the demigods and surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If anyone surrenders unto the demigods to fulfill their material desires, the problem is that his tendency to enjoy more will increase. But when somebody with the same desire approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead, slowly, slowly, through the association of the pure devotees, their desires will go away. That is the difference between surrendering to the demigods and surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, any person, any kind of person is recommended for devotional service. But there is a difference between Mishra Bhakti or mixed devotional service and pure devotional service. When someone renders devotional service with some material desire, it's called mixed devotional service. And this devotional service can be mixed with two desires. Generally, living entity in this material world has two kind of desire. One kind of desire is to enjoy this material world. Another kind of desire is to be liberated from this material world. So when a person renders devotional service with these two kind of desire, they are called mixed devotees. Because their devotional service is mixed with the desire. But that is also recommended. Krishna also recommends. Jat karasi, jadasmasi, jadjusi, jadasi, jat. Jatapatrasi kante, tat kurusha madarpanam. Whatever you do, do as an offering to me. So that is the recommendation of Krishna. That is karma mishra bhakti. So here also Dhruva Maharaj is approaching the Supreme Personality of God with material desire. And extreme material desire which cannot be given by any demigod. Because Prabhupada mentioned in the previous verse purport that Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom bigger than the kingdom of Lord Brahma. And Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that Brahma is the chief of all demigods and his kingdom is the biggest. But Dhruva Maharaj wanted bigger than that. So who can give it? Brahma cannot give it because he doesn't have it. So therefore Narad Muni is very intelligent. And Narad Muni and Suniti, they advised Dhruva Maharaj, whatever you are desiring, only one person can fulfill that desire. Go to Lord Narayan. So that is the technique of the pure devotees of the Lord. You may have different kinds of mentality, but pure devotees knows that how to engage that kind of person in the process of devotional service. And that kind of mood we should have. We should not think those will come to Krishna consciousness, everybody will come with pure desires. We should not expect that. It never happened in the Satya Yuga, what to talk about in Kali Yuga. We should not expect that. But we think, as soon as we come into Krishna consciousness, we are pure devotees. That is the problem. The process is pure devotional service, but our desires are not pure. We should recognize that. Unless you recognize it, very difficult to overcome that problem. Dhruva Maharaj knows. Dhruva Maharaj is very straightforward to his spiritual master. He did not expose himself, I am a Brahmana, I have no desire. He never said that. I am pure devotee. He said, Narad Muni wanted to check him. Narad Muni was giving the advice which is suitable for the Brahmanas. But Dhruva Maharaj said, your advice is good. But your advice is meant for the Brahmanas. Who does not have desires? But I have full of desires. I want a kingdom bigger than Lord Brahma. So, give me a process by which I can attain that. So, this is the simplicity of a disciple. Disciple, when he approaches the spiritual master, he should open the heart. Unless you open yourself, how spiritual master can treat you? That's the problem. We always try to pose ourselves as good to the spiritual master. Oh, I am good. That's our tendency of the conditioned soul. If you tend to be good, then you cannot become good. Prabhupada said, those who are sleeping, they can wake up. But those who are pretending, how you can wake them up? So therefore, we have to be genuine. Whatever we have in our heart should be explained. Just like Dhruva Maharaj explained and Narad Muni gave the proper medicine. What kind of medicine we need, that will depend how much we disclose ourselves to the spiritual master. So that is one side of Dhruva Maharaj's quality as a disciple. And second quality of Dhruva Maharaj is, whatever Narad Muni said, he had implicit faith in his words. And it is explained by Prabhupada, Narad Muni gave the process. And we have been hearing, it will come also, the Dhruva Maharaj austerity in the next verses. And Prabhupada explains, Dhruva Maharaj got perfection not because of his austerity. We have to be very, very careful about this. Dhruva Maharaj became perfect not because of his austerity. Dhruva Maharaj became perfect because he had implicit faith in the words of his spiritual master. The process he followed because his spiritual master has said that. So therefore Dhruva Maharaj got success. So that's the lesson we should learn, that in order to have success in our spiritual life, we should have implicit faith in the process given by my spiritual master. That is the secret of success. And now you understand, now we try to understand the glories of devotional service. So Dhruva Maharaj approached Narad Muni and he explained his problem, he disclosed his heart, Narad Muni gave the process. And Dhruva Maharaj followed the process very strictly. 6 months. We have 6 months Nivakta program now. So in 6 months, Narad Muni, Dhruva Maharaj could have darshan of Narayan face to face. After Dhruva Maharaj had darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj had the desire, and Narayan knows that also. And now Narayan is asking Dhruva Maharaj, please accept the benediction. And what Dhruva Maharaj is asking now, we should hear, you will see at the end of the chapter. What he wants, Narayan wants, Narayan is asking Dhruva Maharaj. And Dhruva Maharaj said, I want. What I want? I want the association of the pure devotees of the Lord, where I can chant and hear about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he is telling that, Lord Narayan is next to him. He is not asking, I want Narayan. What he is asking for? He is asking for the association of the pure devotees of the Lord, so that he can get a chance to chant and hear about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the perfection of our life. That is the perfection. Having darshan of Lord Narayan is not the perfection. Otherwise, Dhruva Maharaj would have said, I want you. What he said? He said, I want the association of the pure devotees of the Lord so that I can glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So glorifying Krishna means service to Krishna is more important than Krishna himself. So Dhruva Maharaj has proved that, and that was spoken by him by the inspiration of Lord Narayan and Narada Muni. Because Narada, he knows now, he is perfectly convinced, he is fully convinced, he got Narayan only by the mercy of Narada Muni. So he said, if Narada Muni is there, Narayan will be there. Very intelligent. He knows that. Because we know, where is Krishna? Krishna is in the pure devotees. So therefore no need to ask Narayan separately. If pure devotees are there, obviously Narayan will be there. So he said, no, I don't want you. I want pure devotees of the Lord. That is the intelligence of the devotee. Krishna je bhaje se varo chatur. So they, Dhruva Maharaj understood, realized the secret of success. So therefore we should take that lesson, and today is the beginning of Damodar Vrata. So I will take this opportunity, because Dhruva Maharaj did his tapasya austerity in the month of Kartik in Vrindavan. So I was searching, someone was telling that Dhruva Maharaj this austerity in the month of Kartik. So I thought it is a very good connection. So I got the connection to explain. And this Damodar month is also a very special month because the presiding deity of this month is Srimati Radharani. I used to think, why Damodar month is so important, why so much importance is given for the Damodar month by the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So today I realized that the presiding deity or presiding devi of this month is Srimati Radharani. That's why this vrata is called Urja vrata. And Srimati Radharani is very much pleased if we do this Damodar vrata. So very easy way to please Srimati Radharani is to do Damodar vrata. So therefore, so much importance is given. It's one of the name of Srimati Radharani is also Kartik Devi or something like that. So name is also Kartik, Srimati Radharani's name. So it's very, very auspicious this month. And this month is very, very famous because Krishna has established His supreme quality. Krishna has unlimited qualities. But Krishna has one quality which is called Bhakta Vatsalya or Bhakta Vatsalya. Krishna is controlled by His pure devotees. It's called Bhakta Vatsalya. If Krishna does not have this quality, the other qualities of Krishna have no meaning. This is the primary quality of Krishna. And Krishna has established that quality through the pastimes of Damodar in this month. So we know that here we are talking about mixed devotional service. Dhruva Maharaj came with a desire. That's why it's mixed devotional service. But Rupa Goswami, our previous Acharya, he talks about pure devotional service. Nectar of devotion deals with pure devotional service. Anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. So, nectar of devotion deals with pure devotional service. And Rupa Goswami explains six qualities of pure devotional service. And one of them is sudurlabha. Sudurlabha means is extremely rare. Pure devotional service is extremely rare. One is called sulabh. Sulabh means easily available. Durlabh means rarely available. And sudurlabha means very, very rarely available. Why? Why pure devotional service is very, very rare? Because of two reasons. One reason is you cannot attain pure devotional service by your own endeavor. We cannot attain this by our own endeavor. And second reason is that Krishna doesn't want to give it. Why? Because if Krishna gives that pure devotional service, then he becomes Bhakta Vatsalya. He becomes the servant of the pure devotees. Therefore, Krishna doesn't want to give that pure devotional service. Therefore, it is very, very rare. So in order to establish Krishna's principal quality as Bhakta Vatsalya, in his pastime with Mother Yashoda, Lord Damodar was bound up with a rope by Mother Yashoda. It's called Dambandhan Leela, pastimes. So Krishna, by these pastimes, he rejects eight of his principal qualities as absolute truth in order to establish his primary quality as Bhakta Vatsalya. In order to establish that quality, that I am controlled by my devotees, he boldly declares that. And in order to establish that, he rejects the primary eight qualities which the Supreme Personality of Godhead has. So I'll try to explain, time is limited, I go a little quickly. Generally it is a 3 days discussion, so I'll try to cover in 15 minutes, we'll go very quickly. So first quality of the Absolute Truth is called Atmaram. Lord is Atmaram, fully satisfied. Krishna does not need anybody to be satisfied. He does not need anything to be satisfied. By his constitution, he is fully satisfied. That's why he is called Atmaram. Atmate Raman. He gets pleasure in himself. Our pleasure is dependent on somebody. But Krishna does not depend on anybody to get pleasure. Therefore, he is called Atmaram. So that Atmaram Bhagavan, in these pastimes begins that Krishna wakes up in the morning and desires to drink the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. Stanna Kama. So Krishna is developing a desire to drink the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. This contradicts the quality of Atmaram. Stanna Kama. He is desiring the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. So by that desire, Krishna is rejecting the quality of Atmaram. Second quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Aptakama. Aptakama means, even if he develops some desire, he's developed that desire are fully satisfied. Just like he desired to eat from the Akshay Patra of Draupadi. But he got only one grain of rice and he was completely satisfied by that. And he ate the chipped rice of Sudama Vipra and he became completely satisfied. But here in this pastime, when Mother Yashoda was feeding the breast milk to Lord Krishna, at a distant place Mother Yashoda was boiling a special type of milk in a pot. And she saw that pot was overflowing. And because that milk is very special, Mother Yashoda kept Krishna on the ground and she ran to protect that milk. And Krishna became very dissatisfied. Very dissatisfied. So he became atriptam. He could not be satisfied by the breast milk of Mother Yashoda. So now different people explains this pastime. Mother Yashoda, Krishna was there on her lap. Supreme perfection of Vatsala Ras, Krishna on the lap of a mother. What else a mother can expect? Mother Yashoda was having Krishna on her lap. But what she did? He left that Krishna on the ground and went for the milk. And our acharyas explain the service to Krishna is more important than Krishna himself. And by this behavior of Mother Yashoda, Krishna became angry. Krishna became angry. But the purpose of devotional service is to please Krishna, right? So how come Mother Yashoda is pure devotee of the Lord? Krishna became unhappy. But Mother Yashoda is glorified as the topmost devotee in Vatsala Ras. Why? She could not make Krishna happy. Krishna rather became unhappy with Mother Yashoda. But Krishna is another quality we discussed, that is Atmaram. You cannot make him happy, he is always happy. Whatever you do to him, he is happy. Chanul Mustik is fighting with Krishna, trying to kill him, but he is getting happiness out of that. So whether Krishna is becoming happy or not, that is not the secret of pure devotional service. Krishna is happy anyway. But what is our desire? Atmendriya kitpriti vancha tare vale kaam, Krishnendriya piti vancha dhare premanam. What is my desire? Vancha means desire. When we desire to please Krishna, that is pure devotional service. So Mother Yashoda desired to please Krishna. How? Because that milk is very, very rare milk. If that is spoiled, Krishna will not get that milk for that day. In order to please Krishna with that milk, she went and protected that milk. knowing that her breast milk will be available any time, but that milk will not be available if that milk is spoiled. That is called the priority of service. And Mother Jashoda knows perfectly well to which service she is supposed to give priority. So from this lesson, we should try to understand we have different kinds of services in our life, but which service should get priority? We have sadhu seva and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Which one is the priority? Prabhupada explained, sadhu seva is priority. Because sadhu will come and go, Bhagavatam will be here. So, Vyakti Bhagavat, Parshan Bhagavat is more important than Book Bhagavat. So that is the priority. So therefore, Mother Jashoda rejected Krishna in order to establish the priority that service to Krishna should be given more priority than Krishna himself. In the same way, Vyakti Bhagavat, the Parshan Bhagavat should be given priority to Book Bhagavat. And what is the mood of Srimati Radharani? Srimati Radharani's mood, she is not only concerned to serve Krishna while she is alive. She is thinking, after I die, my body also should serve Krishna. How? She is thinking, my body has five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. So after the departure, my body, the element of earth should mix with the dust of Vrindavan. My water, the water in my body should mix into the water of Jamuna and different other kundas of Vrindavan. Air should mix where the devotees are fanning Krishna. Earth, water, air, fire. The fire should mix with the light where Krishna is dressing himself. And ether should be present where Krishna's pastimes are taking place. So in that way, Radharani is thinking, after her death, how her body can be engaged in the service of the Lord. So much prominent. Service to Krishna is very, very prominent in Vrindavan. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes we think, I am not getting any feeling. I am chanting for so many years. I am doing so much devotional service for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. No feeling is coming. Prabhupada said, service is more important than your feeling. Gopis, once they are fanning Krishna and they started developing ecstatic symptoms. Ostrosattvic vikar, and they said, please, don't manifest now, I want to serve Krishna. I want to fan Krishna, please don't manifest. These ecstatic symptoms, please don't manifest in my body. Because if those things manifest, I cannot serve Krishna. So to serve Krishna, they can reject the different symptoms of love in their body. So serving Krishna and pleasing Krishna is so prominent. But we sometimes become, I am not getting any feeling, tears are not coming out from my eyes, this, that, then what is the point of devotional service? Means I am the center. I want the happiness. But Vrindavan, that mood is not there. Vrindavan, how Krishna is satisfied? If Krishna is satisfied, no problem. And to satisfy Krishna, they can give up the ecstatic symptoms of love, which is the desire, goal of our devotional service. So much prominent that thing is there. So by doing that, so Krishna is not happy because Mother Jashoda left him on the ground. He became dissatisfied. And because of that, he rejects the quality of aptakama. Third quality of Parabrahma is he is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. Krishna is Trigunatit, is beyond or transcendental to the three modes. But here in these pastimes, after Mother Jashoda left him on the ground, Krishna became very angry. And anger is the manifestation of mode of passion. So Krishna become angry, and by becoming angry, Krishna rejects the quality of Trigunatit, transcendental to the three modes. Fourth quality of Param Brahma is his Lakshmipati. So all the opulence, he is the master of all opulences. But here Krishna is stealing butter. He has become thief. The Lakshmipati has become thief. So by stealing butter and distributing that butter to the monkeys, he is establishing that he is a beggar of love, and by that he is rejecting the quality of Lakshmipati. Fourth quality. Fifth quality is Panthastu Gati Satavastara Sampragamma. The yogis cannot attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead by millions of years, by running at the speed of mind. And that Krishna is caught up by a fatty mother, Yashoda. How? Because Krishna is bound up, not by rope. Krishna is bound up by the love of Mother Yashoda. So by to establish that, Krishna rejects that quality which Brahma says in Brahma Sangita, that he cannot be approached by the yogis, but he can be easily approached by the pure devotees of the Lord. And while Mother Yashoda was running behind Krishna, her hair was decorated with Maloti flowers, and those flowers were falling down from her head on the ground. And Jiva Goswami explains why. So esoteric explanation he gives. By seeing the pure devotion of Mother Yashoda, because everything is conscious in Vrindavan, even flowers are conscious. These Maloti flowers, they are thinking, Mother Yashoda is such an exalted devotee, how come we can sit on her head? We should be at her lotus feet. So therefore they are falling down and trying to touch the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda. First explanation Jiva Goswami gives. Second explanation Jiva Goswami gives, that Mother Yashoda is fat, lot of weight she has, and to run is very difficult for a fat person to run. Mother Yashoda is running, and these flowers are thinking that she is having lot of weight, but if we are there, we are adding to that weight, so better we should come out, so then Mother Yashoda will feel little light to run. That's why they fell from the head of Mother Yashoda and fell on the ground. And third reason is little nice reason. These Maloti flowers, they thought after Mother Yashoda will catch Krishna, then maybe Krishna will be bound up. So there will be lot of controversy. Krishna may be angry, this and that. Better to be away from this type of activity now. Better be away from this conspiracy, so we'll be out of controversy. So better be out of this sin. So that's why they left Mother Yashoda. So then, this is the fifth quality Krishna has rejected. Sixth quality of Krishna is Muktaya, then Mukunda. I forgot the sixth one. Sixth one is Yogis. Okay. I'll tell the seventh, eighth, then sixth later on. Seventh quality he rejects. One of the quality of Parabrahma is called Muktaya. Muktaya means he is always liberated. Krishna is always liberated. But Krishna is now bound up by the ropes of Mother Yashoda. So how a liberated person can be bound up? So by doing that, Krishna rejects the quality of Muktaya. He becomes Baddhaya. he become bound up. And eighth quality Krishna rejects. One of the name of Krishna is called Mukunda. Krishna offer liberation. That's why he is called Mukunda. But here Krishna's situation is very sad. So Krishna is bound up and he is praying and crying to Mother Yashoda for his own liberation. He has bound up, he has become Baddhaya, so he is asking for liberation from his devotees. He who gives liberation to all the practicing devotees, all the living entities, now he, being bound up by Krishna's mother, bound up by his mother, he is asking for liberation. Mukunda is asking for liberation. But we should not think that Krishna is bound up. Even if Krishna is bound up, Krishna is liberated. We should not think, oh, Krishna is not liberated. And Krishna has established that also. How? Through this stage of binding up, he liberated Jamal Arjun trees. How a person who is not liberated can liberate Jamal Arjun trees? So by that, Krishna has established, although these qualities are covered over by the principal quality of Bhakta Vasyata, but that quality is still there in him. But he is not manifesting that. Because he wants to establish the primary quality of Bhakta Vasyata. So therefore, Krishna is thinking that I have to liberate. And in this stage, with this grinding mortar, he is bound up by the rope. With that mortar, he liberated two big trees, Jamal Arjun trees. And explanation is given, Jamal Arjun trees were liberated not by Krishna's desire. That's another way to look at the glories of pure devotees. Because these Jamal Arjun trees were Nal and Kuber in the previous birth. And they were cursed by Narad Muni. And Narad Muni cursed that you become Jamal Arjun trees in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. And Narad Muni desired that these two trees will be liberated by Krishna when he will appear in Dwapar Yuga. And because Narad Muni desired, because Krishna fulfills the desire of his pure devotees, therefore Krishna liberated them. So therefore, if we want to be liberated, we should have the favor of pure devotees' desire. Unless pure devotees' desire, we cannot be liberated. So it's explained, nice analogy I heard, ISKCON is like the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. So, we are like Jamal Arjun trees. What Jamal Arjun trees did? They just stood there, nothing else he did. They did just stayed there. We should also act like Jamal Arjun trees. We just stay in ISKCON. Don't leave. Prabhupada said, never leave ISKCON. Just stay there. And Prabhupada represents Narad Muni. And Prabhupada desires, those who will stay in ISKCON, what will happen to him? He will take him back to God. So that is the only hope we have. So we have to do what Jamal Arjun tree has done. Jamal Arjun trees have done that they have stayed in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, following in their footsteps. If we stay in the courtyard of Prabhupada, means ISKCON, then by the desire of Prabhupada, one day we will be definitely liberated because Prabhupada desires that. So in that way, that is the only hope we have, the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his favorable glance over us. And if he desires, then Krishna will definitely liberate us. And with that hope, will pray to Lord Damodar, will pray to Narad Muni, will pray to Krishna that we'll get the favor of Prabhupada, because that is the only hope we have to be liberated from this material world and go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you have any question or comment? Yes. Time is over, so if anybody wants to go, they can go.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your beautiful class. Can you explain what it means to stay in ISKCON?
Okay. So, staying at ISKCON, before discussing that, we should know what is ISKCON. So, what is ISKCON? ISKCON means ISKCON temples. ISKCON means ISKCON books. ISKCON means ISKCON devotees. ISKCON means ISKCON's dress. ISKCON means Hare Krishna Mahamantra. What is ISKCON? What is ISKCON? ISKCON means when you follow Srila Prabhupada, that is ISKCON. So if you strictly follow Prabhupada's guideline, if you strictly follow Prabhupada's instructions, we may be at any corner of the world, we are in ISKCON. But even if we stay in Mayapur Dham, in Sri Mayapur Chandradai Mandir, even if we don't follow Prabhupada, then we are not in ISKCON. So ISKCON means we have to follow Prabhupada, then we are in ISKCON. Right? So that is my understanding. I may be wrong, you can correct me. But I heard from other devotees. So that is ISKCON. ISKCON means we have to follow Srila Prabhupada. Then we are in ISKCON. Question? One quality I forgot. Sixth quality, no? Sixth quality, one of the quality of Krishna is that fear personified becomes fearful about Krishna. But here, Krishna becomes fearful by seeing Mother Yashoda with the stick. Satanka Netram, he becomes horrified, he becomes very scared seeing Mother Yashoda. So that is the sixth quality of Param Brahma Krishna has rejected by becoming fearful by seeing the stick of Mother Yashoda. That is the sixth quality he has rejected. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. In explanation, as you spoke, in Maluti flowers is coming down from the log of Mother Yashoda, and different acharyas are describing that incident from different angle.
Yes.
Since it's the incident of spiritual world, so the flowers are also
conscious.
So since the different acharyas are explaining it from different angle, so how we come to know the exact purpose of coming down the flowers, or all the reasons are perfect, or
yes,
is there any special reasons?
Just like Krishna is unlimited, his pastimes are also unlimited. We cannot define Krishna's pastime in boxes. You understand? That's another difficulty we have, the conditioned soul. We always try to define in box, because we are mathematical, no? Always putting in box. And Krishna's pastime cannot be put into boxes. As Krishna is unlimited, Krishna's pastimes are also unlimited. And different acharyas can explain in unlimited way. And all are correct. Here in this material world, if something is correct, then opposite thing is incorrect. Just like if I am here, in this room means I am not outside of the room. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna said, I am in the every atom of material world, but I am not in this material world. How come? Because Krishna is full of contradictory qualities. It's called inconceivable potency of the Lord. You understand? In order to understand Krishna, we have to accept the inconceivable potency in Him. which cannot be analyzed by our mundane explanation and mundane logic. Because Krishna is beyond logic.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you very much. On the third quality, Krishna is always transcendental to the three modes. It almost seems like intellectual gymnastics to say that he became in the mode of ignorance, because we always hear when Krishna's angry, it is transcendental, it's not the modes.
It's true. But anger is the symptom of mode of passion. But that is transcendental. Krishna is not affected. But it's all apparent qualities. Just like Krishna is bound up. Is Krishna bound up? He's not bound up. He is bound up by the love. He is not bound up by the ropes. And he has proved that by liberating Jamal Arjun trees. He is not bound up. But just like he says, Vrindavan is full of sweetness. But doesn't mean Vrindavan does not have opulence. But opulence has no importance in Vrindavan. Because they are so much absorbed in love with Krishna that opulence is very negligible. They don't care opulence. You understand? It doesn't mean, we think, oh, Vrindavan means village, nothing is there. But it's explained in Shastra that opulence of Vrindavan is far, far beyond the opulence of Dwaraka. It's more opulent. But that opulence is not predominant. They don't care opulence. Because they are so much absorbed in love with Krishna, so that opulence don't have any meaning in their lives. That's why Vrindavan Dham is called Madhurya Dham, full of sweetness. It's true. This anger is not, obviously, is not like ordinary anger. It's transcendental. But in apparent point of view, he becomes angry. He becomes angry. What is Damodar Vrata? This month is called Damodar. Dam means rope. Udar means the waist or belly. Because Krishna was bound up by Mother Yashoda at his waist, that's why this month is called Damodar month. Because this pastime took place in this month. And what is Damodar Vrata? It has different aspect. As I said, that this month we worship Radha Rani specially, because we worship Radha Damodar, because Gauriya Vaishnava don't worship Krishna alone. That's why we worship Radha Damodar. And most important vrata of the Gauriya Vaishnavas is Damodar Vrata. We do it for 1 month. We offer lamps, mainly Prabhupada stressed three things. Offer lamps and chant Damodar Astakam and fast from Ura Dao. That's the main three things Prabhupada wanted from the ISKCON devotees. But apart from that, there are different other aspects. You can chant more rounds than your regular rounds. You can read more. You can take bath in holy rivers. You can fast from different food you like. You can fast from those. Your food you are attached to, maybe somebody is attached to paneer, give up paneer. Maybe somebody attached to pasta, give up pasta for this month. So whatever you do as an offering to satisfy Srimati Radharani, that I am giving up certain areas of my detachment for your service. So this is the way somebody, people are doing Brajamandal Parikrama in this month, whole month. So different way we can perform this Damodar Vrata. So, but it's very, very important to focus in this month chanting and hearing about Krishna and don't commit any Vaishnava offense. That's Prabhupada's desire. If you chant and hear and don't commit Vaishnava offense, then easily we can get love of Godhead. And that can be the vrata in this month. At least this month, offense-free month. If we can focus on that, then Krishna will be highly pleased. Okay, we'll end here. Your question.
Of maybe a pastime of Radha Damodar? I was just wondering if you could speak something about Radha Damodar.
Radha Damodar?
Radha Damodar.
What I speak?
Well, just some pastime. I'm having trouble connecting. I visualize Damodar, but I don't see Radharani there. So I want to know.
Lakh sloka of Damodarashtakam talks about Radharani. So that's the way our acharyas have established. We worship Damodar, but we cannot worship Krishna alone. That's our Gauriya Vaishnavas. So somehow or other, Radharani has to be there. That's why we worship Radha Damodar. But you cannot relate. Yeah, Damodar with Mother Yashoda. But Gauriya Vaishnavas are the worshipper of Radharani. They will not worship Krishna. That's why Prabhupada never worshipped Gopal in ISKCON. He never recommended. He always recommended worship of Krishna with Radharani. Without Radharani, worship of Krishna is incomplete to the Gauriya Vaishnavas. There's a perfection of worship. So therefore, in very Damodar, Radha Damodar. And Jiva Goswami, they all worship Radha Damodar. You have to repeat. You hear and repeat. You tell and she will repeat.
Hare Krishna. She's saying she has Damodar in her house. What should she do?
Of her lamps?
She has a...
She says that she has a small Gopal Diti.
I understand.
And someone is telling her that she cannot have this Diti of Gopal, and for her this is her Diti.
So what do you
and
want
she
to
She wants to know if she can have this Gopal Diti in her altar.
I can say what Prabhupada said. You can ask Janani Basu also, he never encouraged Gopal worship. So, have you seen any temple of ISKCON? Gopal is worshipped. But our ISKCON devotees, out of sentiment, they do. This Pushti Marg Bhajan, those who are in Pushti Marg, they worship Gopal. You understand? Gopal is the predominating deity of Vatsalya Ras. But Mahaprabhu came to establish Madhurya Ras. Therefore, we worship Radha Krishna, not Gopal. Also, Papa never encouraged because Bhakti Sandra Saraswati Thakur also never did that. No. We don't worship Gopal. It doesn't mean it's very bad to worship Gopal. Anybody can worship Gopal, but Gauriya Vaishnavas, Mahaprabhu came to give Radharani. So if you don't worship Radharani, then there is no question of following Mahaprabhu. Question? Comment?
Even though one may, in elevated Krishna consciousness, be attracted to another relationship with Krishna, the predominance or the superiority of Radharani will always be recognized. It's not that Prabhupada said, oh, you can only be a gopi with Krishna. He wants your pure love to be manifest as, you know, as it will.
Yes. It's a comment?
That's a comment, because you were saying he wanted just worship only Radharani. So even in the other rasas, because we have devotees who develop service as a friend of Krishna or parental, there may be that rasa
true.
Manifest.
But in Vrindavan, predominant rasa is conjugal. Even Mother Yashoda, she wants how to unite Radha and Krishna. Whole Vrindavan, the devotees of any rasas, they want Radha Krishna to be together. So that's why you can be in Madhurya Bhav, you can be in Vatsalya Bhav, in Sakha Bhav. That predominating nature of Radha and Krishna is there in Vrindavan. Vrindavan without Radharani is not Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is Dham of Radharani. That's the point. It doesn't mean you don't have other rasas. But they are also supporting Madhurya Ras. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Cowherd boys, they all want how to unite Radha Krishna. That is the mood of Vrindavan. Yes.
Prabhu, are Mayapur Dham and Vrindavan Dham the same?
Yes, non-different, but there is a difference also, because Vrindavan Dham is Madhurya Dham and Mayapur Dham is Audharya Dham. So in Vrindavan, Krishna is experiencing the rasa, love of different devotees. In Mayapur, Mahaprabhu is distributing that love. That is the difference. In Vrindavan, Krishna is doing that pastimes and experiencing that love. But in Mayapur, Navadvip, Mahaprabhu is giving that love through Nam Sankirtan. Otherwise, it's non-different. In topmost planet, in the spiritual world, is called Golok. It is divided into two chambers, Golok Vrindavan and Golok Navadvip. In Golok Vrindavan, Krishna with his gopis performing pastimes. And here, the same gopis came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and different associates and do Nam Sankirtan. Okay. All the associates of Krishna in Vrindavan are there in Navadvip also, but in a different mood, giving. Okay. Yes.
Regarding about the Gopaldev temple, Gopaldev worshipping, because in our deity class, Jaridvas Prabhu mentioned regarding on that, because one time in the Vrindavan ISKCON temple, Prabhupada is worshipping in the temple, and Prabhupada, one senior devotee, he kept the Gopaldev in the temple. So when Prabhupada is worshipping, Prabhupada didn't realize it, and later on Prabhupada saw that, where is the Gopaldev? Who placed it over here? So what Pujari said, the Prabhupada is some senior devotees, they kept it over here. Prabhupada said, just take it out immediately, this is not our sampradaya. That was said by the Janivas Prabhu regarding that. And Janivas Prabhu mentioned that if all the Matajis, there are so many Matajis, they want to worship Gopaldev, if they worship in their house, it's no problem, but not in a temple. This was mentioned that. Thank you.
That's not our standard.
Yeah.
That's not our Gaudiya Vaishnava standard. You can compromise the standard in your house, but not in the temple. That's it. Okay, we'll end here. Another question? Ikane? Okay. You?
What time is the Harinam today and where does it start?
What time?
What time is the Harinam and where does it start?
4 o'clock. In front of Brahmachari Ashram.
Hare Krishna. Maharaji is asking, if you don't understand pure love, how can you distribute it?
It's a question.
Yeah, it's a question. If you don't understand Krishna's pure love, how can you be a recipient to spread Krishna consciousness?
Pure love, not only understanding pure love is enough, you have to have it. Unless you have it, how you can give it? So, if you want to give pure love, you should have that love. But Krishna consciousness has different degree. Knowledge, understanding, realizations. So any level you can preach. If you have the knowledge, Prabhupada said, even if one knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can also preach that. But he can preach up to that level. Whatever you have, you can give that much only. But you cannot give beyond that. So if you want to give love of Godhead, then you must have that love of God. Otherwise you cannot give it. It's true. But it doesn't mean unless you get love of God you can preach. It's not true. It's clear? You have a comment, a question? Okay.
One repeating the message of Srila Prabhupada, distributing the books and what have you. Can the message of Srila Prabhupada give the love that Srila Prabhupada has? Can you be the post peon, the instrument whereby one would receive the love because they receive the message that has the love of Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah, he's telling that the love of God is there in Prabhupada's books. So you can give that book as a peon, then you are giving love of God. Good, good for book distributors. Okay, we'll end here, I think. Internet, bolam to. So we'll end here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Samaveda Gaura Bhaktivinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.